A University of Texas basketball team is making waves nationally, and it's not the one based in Austin. The UT Arlington Mavericks beat mighty Ohio State and Memphis on their respective courts, and tomorrow, the Mavs take their roadshow to the home of the Longhorns. I report on what may be the biggest surprise of the young college hoop season. UT Arlington isn't known as a college sports powerhouse in Texas, so what happens when the team wins two of its biggest games in program history? Here's what greeted head coach Scott Cross when he walked into the locker room after the Memphis game. That's the sound of the team playing a post-game joke on their coach. It's been a crazy start for UTA. After losing their second game, the Mavericks upset Ohio State in Columbus and then Memphis on its home court. The coach says his phone has been blowing up.
Well, it's been tough, but it's a good tough. I would much rather have it that way than the other way when you're getting your brains beat in and you don't hear from anybody. But by the time I got on the bus after the Memphis game, there was like 220 text messages. So,
at last week's home victory over Grambling, Cross's wife Jennifer still couldn't believe what happened in Ohio.
I was in a panic, jumping up and down off the couch. At one point, I was running in circles around the couch, and we were screaming and yelling the entire time.
And things didn't get any easier three nights later.
It was actually worse because I was just like, oh my God, we're going to do this again. And so probably the last 5 minutes, I wasn't seated.
UTA is off to its best start in 4 years. Cross says that team developed chemistry during a preseason trip to Vancouver. This year's team spent an August week in the Bahamas.
You could see bonds were being built during that time. They were singing Lean On Me as a team together. They were hanging out, you know, all week long with each other. You could just see that they liked each other off the court, and I think you're seeing that on the court.
With about a month until conference play starts, the Mavs still have a couple of tough challenges on the schedule. First up, Tuesday night's game at UT Austin. At last week's Grambling game, UTA alum Robert DeHorney says he's excited about the chance of stealing another win.
Hey, beat Ohio State, beat Memphis. I think I'm going to go to Texas. I think I am going to drive down there to the game. And so I think Texas is going to be on their guard and say, hey, you know, it's not just UTA, it's UTA coming here to play.
And this from a team that was picked eighth in the lowly Sun Belt Conference before the season started. Coach Cross, who's a UTA grad, is in his 10th year, and he's determined to savor that feeling.
After we beat Ohio State, I was trying to eat right leading up to that game, and I was like, forget it. Let's just go to Waffle House.
Good news, Coach. There's a Waffle House just 10 minutes north of the Frank Irwin Center in Austin. For KERA News, I'm Gus Contreras.